Okay, it is now 11 o'clock, so we're going to welcome everybody into our 11 o'clock service here for this Christmas Eve. It's good to be here, and it's good that so many people have come, and some have come back from earlier, so we're happy to see everybody. Doesn't seem like Christmas Eve, but we'll take the weather, right? Better than a bunch of snow. Okay. As you quiet your hearts and get ready for service, we'll ask the ushers to come forward and light our candles for us, please. Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, and share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us our evening Christmas Eve message. And my name is Amy Henderson. I am your worship leader for this evening. Ask the congregation to please stand as you are able, and our first hymn is number 246, Joy to the World.
God, into the darkness of this troubled world, the light of your Son. Let the star of your hope touch the minds of all people with the bright beams of mercy and truth. And so direct our steps that we may walk in the way revealed to you, as the shepherds of Bethlehem walked with joy to the manger where he dwelled, who now and ever reigns in our hearts, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
We will light our Advent candle and take note that tonight is Christmas Eve. We will be lighting the full wreath as well as the Christ candle in the center. This night is a reminder, a night when home broke in on us, a night when we were not forgotten or alone or abandoned. This is the night when here and there became one. When past and future combined in breathless present. This is a night when we are home, in ourselves, in this family, in the God who loved us enough to walk beside us.
We gather in the night to proclaim the light. We shrug off despair and embrace hope. We set aside the conflict and choose peace. We push away despair by claiming joy. We overcome hate by rising into love. Because this night we know, even in the shadows of our doubts, we know that we are loved. That's what it means to be home.
We light these candles, hoping to become the light, hoping to radiate light by how we live. We light these candles to create a space called home in this place, in our place, in inner places. We light these candles to declare that unto us a Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord. Welcomed home by angels singing and shepherds kneeling, welcomed home by those like us who have worshiped for thousands of years. Welcomed home again tonight, right here, right now, in us.
It's time to be home.
And there is our beautiful wreath, fully lit. Ask the congregation to please stand as they are able, and we will be singing only verse 5 of the Advent song. Please remain standing. Our call to worship asks that the congregation respond in the bold-faced type. A child is born to us.
A son is given to us.
And he will be our ruler.
He
He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
Our next hymn is number 240, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Seated.
Our Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness, from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Amen. Mary Ball is going to bring us some special music.
Nervous.
Okay, I'll get nervous at that point too. So I'm also going to sing. We're going to do O Holy Night. Now we all get to stand and sing Away in a Manger. we read the gospel of our Christmas story. Luke 2:1-20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause joy, great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as it had been told. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. One of the most famous scriptures that is known and told about. Mary and Joseph head into a town where they need to be for the census. She's very pregnant and due any time. And the baby comes, but they weren't in a palace. They weren't even in a hotel. They were in a cave, in a stable, in a manger, with the cow and the sheep and the donkey. Yee-haw, yee-haw, bah, bah, moo. Yeah, the baby was born, wrapped in swaddling cloths. There was no bed. There was no crib. There was no bassinet. What happens in the barn where the animals go is feeding trough. Well, let's clean that up a little bit. We can place baby Jesus there. When I was in Israel, they showed us the kind of trough that it would be. It wouldn't be like this manger made of wood and hay, because it probably would have had food and water. Joseph cleans it up, and he's holding the baby.
Where are you going to lay your head, Jesus? My brother read a devotion the other day. In that devotion, someone wrote, "Who do you think held baby Jesus?" If you're like me, I always think of Jesus holding me. Because we know that he's no longer a babe. We celebrate Christmas, but we know the rest of the story, that it connects to Easter, and he died on the cross for us, and he rose again so that we will be able to see him once again. But what a curious question. Do you think others held baby Jesus? What if they thought later on, "I held the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the light of the world"? See, Jesus didn't come in the midst of day. He came in the darkness. Not just dark outside, but dark in the world, with trouble that goes on, and 2,000 years later continues to go on. We still live in that dark world, but there's joy in knowing that there's a light. The light. Jesus Christ. The light that we can turn to, that has the answers. The light that we can turn to. Yes, even the baby. We can turn to. For he's our Savior. And he brings light and joy and hope and love and peace to the world. Sometimes we don't always feel like we have peace, Lord. We still feel like we're in the darkness. But if we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we can find a peace that passes all understanding, that is so much more peaceful than society and the world can give to us. We have to turn to him. Did you catch these words? The shepherds, as I find my place once again, shepherds were out in the fields, keeping their sheep as they always do, their job. And another angel comes, an angel to Mary, an angel to Joseph, an angel to the shepherds, all telling the same story, and all with the words, "Do not be afraid." And what do they say? "Today in the town of David has been born to you Messiah the Lord." And there were angels and a great company of heavenly host. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace. Peace. Don't we long for this light? Don't we long for this peace? Don't we long for the joy and the love, the hope that God gives to us? As we've lit our candles. If you know, this is a circle in the wreath, everlasting, never ending. Because God is always with us. And so the shepherds say, "Let's go and see what has been told to us. Let's go. Let's share. Let's tell the good news that Jesus Christ is born." They were led there by the angels. Mary and Joseph are led by angels. Are we too led by angels? See, Mary wanted to say, "Here I am, Lord." If it's this your will, I will have this child. 13 years old. Gonna be pregnant. Not married. What will my parents say? But the angel said, do not be afraid. Sometimes in our world today, we get so worried. We're troubled by all the things that are happening in our society. Lord, can't we just find some peace? And God is saying, I've given it to you. I've given it to you. You can find peace. He's the wonderful counselor, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. A light in a darkened world. Joy, hope, love, peace. It's my prayer that all of us in this Merry Christmas day and season will find that love and that peace, that joy, to hold on to the hope that God gives to us. Don't you think Mary wondered? What am I going to do? I'm not married. Going to have this child? Royalty. Wonderful counselor. Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. Born in a stable. It probably stunk. There was noises. Moo. Bah. We sang the song Away in a Manger. And the animals made the noise. But it didn't bother Jesus. No crying he makes. Does anything bother Jesus? I wonder if what we say and do bothers Jesus. He came that we can have abundant life. He came to be Savior, to give us all that we need, and to share with one another. Do we get as excited as the shepherds? Do we tell others about the birth of Jesus Christ? Do we think about, it's Christmas, let's get our gifts out? I asked at the first service, if you were here, how many of you have gifts with your name under it at the Christmas tree? Yeah? But it's not our birthday. Whose birthday is it? Jesus. So what can we give Jesus Christ? He came into the world for us. And sometimes we just take and take and take. What can we give the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace? Mary gave herself. And so did Joseph. Joseph could have had Mary stoned because they weren't married. He had not had any relations with her. Were you unfaithful, Mary? How could this be? Until the angel came and told them the story. The shepherds. out in a dark night. Maybe like tonight, would have been in that culture, would have been a little bit warmer. And the angel showed. And the glory shined. There was light. Because the light of Christ was born. Jesus Christ. We don't need to live in a dark world. We don't need to be afraid. Because on this day, in the city of David, was born a king, a savior, the Messiah, that you and I can have hope, that you and I can have joy, that you and I can share the love of Christ with others, with one another. Let's get excited. Will we go and tell others? Do you know what I heard? Do you know what I've seen? Who do you think held baby Jesus? Will we hold Jesus in our hearts? Will we hold Jesus in our minds? Will we hold Jesus in our thoughts, that everything we do and everything we say, Jesus is right there? What do you want me to do today, Lord? How will we serve? What can we give the babe? Because God's given us the greatest gift, the most precious gift we'll ever receive, ever in our whole life. A Savior, Jesus Christ, is born for you and born for me. Joy to the world. Joy to the world. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that we celebrate on this evening, on the day tomorrow, knowing that he was born for us to give us peace, to give us life everlasting, to walk with us and talk with us, to be the light of the world. Let us follow him. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Tonight our ushers will come and give the evening offering as we give not just to the church but to our Lord God. Please stand for the doxology.
This God from whom all blessings flow.
Thank you.
Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for the greatest gift that we ever will have. We pray that we open this gift. The gift will be used, will be shown, will be told, will be shared. Here we are, Lord. Amen. We will be lighting the candles. As they come, please make sure that your untipped candle will be turned to the lit candle. And they were kind of loose. They're not fitting in there real well. You may want to twist them a little bit to keep them in there. Once everybody has their candle lit, we will then sing Silent Night. Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Go with God's love and His peace. Amen. Please make sure you blow out your candles before you leave, and there is a basket in the back to put them in. Thank you.